It's a double shot from the new Verve remixed Volume 4 on 91.3 WYSO. Do stay tuned. We have 3/7 of the Jazz Art Studio Septet live in the studio there at the Mills Lawn School tonight. A really cool couple of events going on today. We'll find out more about that. Do stay close. Don't forget, support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from Canal Street Tavern, presenting live music in an intimate atmosphere featuring Brooks Doherty and friends tonight. Lollipop Factory with Accidentally on Purpose and the What Have You on Friday. Easy Creek is on Saturday. Ticket information by phone at 461-9343 or canalstreettavern.com. We are just 25 minutes after 12 o'clock, and at this point it is my distinct pleasure to welcome three gentlemen from the Jazz Art Studio Septet who are live in the studio. We're going to go right into a song, but first I'll say we've got Griffin Hussong on bass, Matt Warner on saxophone, and Lee Dines on guitar. And I'm telling you what, I'm a huge fan of your first song, and why don't you just jump right in, ladies and gentlemen, the Jazz Art Studio Trio Septet tonight. Live in the studio, it's the Jazz Arts Studio Septet. Can we call you? Can we call you guys a trio for today only?
Sure.
You're like the Borg. You're 3/7 of you're 3/7. And tell us a little bit about what we can expect at Mills Lawn tonight from the Septet.
Well, you can expect a variety of originals by the seven band members and some treatments of standards and treatments of popular jazz songs from all decades.
Fantastic. And it gets underway tonight at Mills Lawn School right here in Yellow Springs at 8 o'clock. Before it's all said and done, we'll have some tickets to give away as well. So now the Jazz Art Studio, which I have to say until my connection with Griffin Hussong here, I did not realize that there was basically a jazz school in the heart of downtown Dayton, which is, I'm assuming, that's how you all met there as students.
You are correct.
Yes. So how did you find your way there, and how did you realize that between you, you had all the makings of a band? And I have to say, you all look like 12 to me. So young and talented. I'm sorry, I mean that actually in a sweet way, not maybe as bad as it sounds.
I'm the old man of the group. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at you there with your not even a gray hair. So you all met there. Is it a part of the deal that you play in ensembles then, or did you guys all realize, hey, listen, this is something that we have the makings of?
A lot of our learning is
structured through combos and a lot of live playing experience. So we sort of learn something and apply it pretty immediately, which has helped us all sort of gain a lot of experience playing with each other, a lot of professional skills, playing within a group, listening skills, things that are harder to learn through just reading books and practicing on your own, things you need to learn playing with others.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, in that spirit that you guys head off from here and are going to be working with the Mills Lawn Summer Camp, the band. You're going to be working with them, sort of sharing and spreading the word.
That's correct. We're giving a clinic for some of the younger students at 2 o'clock today, and then later we're going to give a performance that's open to the public.
Have fun. And again, we'll have some tickets for that. That was, by the way, Griffin speaking on bass first and then Lee. Now, Matt is crouching down on the floor, bless his heart, speaking into his saxophone microphone there. And Matt, how has this experience been for you, sort of as a seriously melodic instrument in the ensemble?
Well, I have some different challenges from the rest of them. You know, one thing about doing a group like this is figuring out what your role is in the group and playing to that role. And that's part of the learning experience. You know, everybody has things that they want to work on or maybe that they desire to do as a musician, but one of the marks of being a versatile musician and being a well-trained musician is being able to play your role, whatever that may be. And so one thing that we've done is explore taking on different roles within the context of the group throughout the concert. So when you come tonight, you'll hear actually myself and another saxophonist, and we're not always doing the same thing. You know, sometimes we're playing the melody, sometimes we are creating a mood or ambience behind the melody and a different instrument, sometimes we're improvising. So it's been a good challenge, you know, to try and fit into some contexts that aren't necessarily what the saxophone is usually accustomed to.
Well, I love that, all in the spirit of experimentation. And also, I think it's really lovely that you guys are, you know, coming from a sort of learning, sharing, innovative environment, and then continuing that spirit here at Mills Lawn this afternoon and tonight. Again, we're talking to a third of the, or no, I guess I should say three members of the Jazz Arts Studio Septet. And gentlemen, you have another song that you'll be playing. Tell us a little intro and then have at.
We're going to play a Latin song by Antonio Carlos Jobim called Triste. Thank you.
Members of the Jazz Art Studio Septet live in studio here on 91.3 WYSO. Just beautiful, Jennifer. Nice choice. That's a natural fit for you guys. So I just really appreciate that you guys came out today and actually what you're doing as well. After tonight's performance, what happens to you? What do you do then? Well, you go back to school and study and look for opportunities to share?
We wait for Sunday so we can all critique and make fun of our individual performances and yell at each other.
Yeah.
Then we find another project, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about the studio is that it's really project-driven. The guy who developed the studio and teaches all the students there is a guy by the name of Eric Zidane, and he's a terrific pianist and performer who's been doing it since a very young age, and he's been doing it at a very high level since then. And he really knows the ins and outs of the business and really what different students should do in order to develop their skills, in order to make connections. And he's really just a terrific teacher all around. And that's one of the great things is that we get to go home afterwards and really pick apart what we did wrong and then
go back and do right, yeah.
Of course, and go back again and hopefully do it better next time.
Fantastic. And also, I did a little reading this morning on the website for jazzartsstudio.com is the more information. Click there. And his mentor actually studied under, my ignorance may just blurt out here, but did it say Brahms? So he's like two generations of removal from, a serious major dude. So I love that. Though. It's the nature of music anyway. Nothing ever happens in a vacuum. We all sort of build on and extrapolate on what's already there.
Sure. And that's one of the other great things about Eric and his model for the studio is that it's really not a teacher-student relationship so much as it is a mentor-student relationship. And so we're getting more than kind of random bits of information thrown at us. We're getting a more comprehensive and lifelong type of arrangement that really is going to serve us once we're gone from the studio.
And I don't doubt for a second that you'll actually continue that sort of vibe. It speaks very clearly through you and how nice. Again, we're speaking with Matt Warner on sax, Lee Dines on guitar, and Griffin Hussong on bass. And if that name sounds familiar to you, then you, like me, consider some of his kin to be some of the finest people on WYSO. And thanks so much for coming by. You have one more song that you'll treat us with. Again, the show is tonight, open to the public at 8 o'clock at Mills Lawn School right here in Yellow Springs. And I really thank you, Griffin, for helping make this happen today and sharing a little bit.
Thank you, Nikki.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mercy, mercy. Nice, nice choice. Gentlemen, thanks so much for making time in your day today and coming by and sharing a little bit of what you've learned. Hey, you watch. See this little ripple? People down the road will be like, yeah, it was all that one day I heard the Jazz Art Studio Septet playing and I decided to pick up an instrument. Gentlemen, thanks so much. And yeah, we'll let us know what you're up to and we'll keep tabs. Anything else you'd like to add? How, if we'd like to find out more information, Griffin, can we do that?
More information available on the Jazz Art Studio website, jazzartstudio.com. And it's also an excellent resource for anything jazz related. Probably one of the best on the web that I've seen. I've pretty much seen them all. We've made sure to make that very resourceful. And information about the gig on there tonight. And we hope to see you out there.
Fantastic. Thanks again, gentlemen.